choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
From whatever number you are, you got the vision, we wrote it down, now you can see it and run with it. And other people will come along to help you fulfill the vision when it's written down. Yes. People ask you, where are you going? And people don't have any idea. They have no idea where they're going. If you want to succeed in life and unleash that successful life and learn to surf and ride the wave, you've got to get to the point where you write it down. You've got to bring your hopes, bring your dreams and visions into fruition by writing them down and then running with them until they're completed.
Yes.
A successful person sets goals. Yes. He aims for success. A lazy person aims at nothing and usually hits it. Nothing. Unless a vision is written down with the plan to accomplish it, it's only a dream. I have a dream, it's a good thing, but if you don't put some legs to a dream, it doesn't come to pass. You've got to start with a dream. All of us dream of being more. All of us dream of doing better. You start with a dream, that's fine. But if you don't have it written down, it's only a dream. And a dream is not a goal until it's set on paper with the required steps to achieve it. So if you make a goal, you got to write that vision, write that intangible dream down, and then set the steps that you need in order to fulfill it. That's what's required to set a goal. Some people just dream a worthy accomplishment. A lot of people dream. Some people just dream of worthy accomplishments while others actually wake up and set goals to achieve them. Some people do. They spend their whole life dreaming of worthy, worthwhile, admirable, amiable accomplishments, but they spend their whole life with a dream, but they never wake up to go set plans to accomplish it. It's good you have a dream. You can die with a smile on your face. It's kind of like hope and faith. You know, hope has you smiling while the ship is sinking. Faith actually picks up the roar and row and start rowing out of there and start bailing water out so the buck thing doesn't sink. Hope will give you a smile, boy. Everything. Oh, man, this is my life is so, oh, boy, one day, someday. Someday never comes unless you make good use of today.
Yeah, exactly.
Faith makes good use today because faith is about corresponding actions. Faith is that corresponding action. The difference between faith and hope is faith has a corresponding action. Hope is just a goal setter, but faith is the goal getter. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people passing off hope, counterfeiting it as faith. Remember, a dream is not a goal until it's set down in paper with a corresponding plan to achieve it. Some people just dream of worthy accomplishment while others actually wake up and set goals to achieve them. We need to wake up, church, because we've got surfing to do. What is your goal in life? Where is it written at? Surely you don't expect life to pass you the ball if you don't even know what a goal is, do you? Think about it. People want life to pass them the ball so they can go and score a point and have no idea what any goal. You'd be surprised that when you get a goal, how many people God puts around you to help you fulfill that vision when you write it down.
Yes, come on.
People say, oh yeah, let me see that. I can't see in your imagination. Let me see. When you come to a bank and you want them to share your goal with you, you want them to share your vision, to share your dream, they say, where's a written business plan?
Yeah, yes.
Did you know that? Before they loan you money, they want to see in writing what you have in your head.
That's right.
And if you don't put it down in writing, they will not help you. But when you put things down in writing, when you set goals for your life, you sit down and write them and establish them and set them on tablets, just like God said do. I've read many books and different things about goal setting and all that. They should just rip off the Word of God. The world rips off the Word of God and they become far wiser than children of light because they're off hemming and hawing somewhere at church instead of learning how to live. Mm-hmm. Write the vision, make it plain, put it down on tablets that he that seeth may run with it. Success is that ability to hitch your wagon to a star while still keeping your feet on the ground. Dream the dreams, have the visions, but remember to set the goals to achieve them both. You have to. Now, let's talk about an application. It's very important. The Lord said, do more in application. I said, Lord, why do so many people go to church, even charismatic churches, and they don't really change? We change our speech and we learn to say hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God, and all these kind of things. But you look, the bank account's still just as bad. Marriage is still just as bad. No more vision, anything else. Let's just be honest, okay? Can we be honest?
Yes.
My name is Robert. I'm your friend. Can we just be honest? Can we just be honest? It ain't working for most folk. But I'm going to tell you, it's not God. It's not a shortage on God's point. It's the folks' problem. You have a part to play in your success. And if you don't play your part, God can will you to succeed all he wants. But if you don't set down some goals and unleash that success in your life, it will not happen. So quit thinking it will, no matter what church you go to.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And all these kind of things. But you look, the bank account's still just as bad. Marriage is still just as bad. No more vision, anything else. Let's just be honest, okay? Can we be honest?
Yes.
My name is Robert. I'm your friend. Can we just be honest? Can we just be honest? It ain't working for most folk. But I'm going to tell you, it's not God. It's not a shortage on God's point. It's the folks' problem. You have a part to play in your success. And if you don't play your part, God can will you to succeed all he wants. But if you don't set down some goals and unleash that success in your life, it will not happen. So quit thinking it will, no matter what church you go to. You have a part to play. But I love it that when I play my part, the devil ain't enough devils in hell to stop me from winning. It ain't enough people giving or not giving or not acting or coming or not. It ain't enough folk on the planet can stop you, because you and God make up a majority every time. And if God be for you, who can stand against you? But you got your part to play. You've got your part to play. Wake up, church. We got some surfing to do. Now, write this down. This is what you need to do to set goals. Commit to set time aside to think about what specifically you want. And I said specifically, don't forget that. Set time aside from your busy schedule living so you can plan to learn to live. Commit to set time aside to think what you specifically want to accomplish in life. If you had no limitations in your life, nothing limiting you, what would you do? No money limitations, no friend limitations, no help, no support, no limitations at all. You had everything you need, what would you do? You can still do those things, but you got to set them down. Dream the dream, have the vision, but make a plan to accomplish it and then get busy with it. Set it down and run with it.
Yes.
We've got surfing to do, people. Commit to set time aside to think about what you specifically want to accomplish in life. List the resulting items on a piece of paper, greatest to least priority. List the priority. You set your own priorities, but you list them on paper. All those things that you came up with that you specifically want to accomplish. If they wrote your eulogy or your epitaph when you passed away, what did they want to say you did? What do they want to say you accomplished? What would you have wanted to have done before you left this earth? Write all those things down and then prioritize them. You set your own priorities. Don't let anybody else set it. Most important and least important. And then begin with the highest priority. Begin to read, to study, and to pray in order to discover how you may accomplish it. Yeah, it's going to take some reading, some studying, some praying. It's going to take using your college, your high school education when you learn to research to do some research. You're going to have to look at it. You ask people. Look at people who are where you want to go. Look at people who experience what you want to experience. Talk to them. Get information. Become somebody who's learning these things. Get to the point where you learn these things so that you can get the plan to accomplish your goal. If you do what other people did, you have the results other people have. Success is a repeatable formula. Every Christian that follows the word of God towards salvation gets saved. Every person, sinner, who follows the path of God towards salvation has gotten saved. Everybody who's followed the path towards financial prosperity has reached it. Now, some people start and they quit. Some people, you don't realize that in life, you're going to have to fail your way to success. And it is, they did a study and they said the people who are most successful in the world are the ones who have made the most mistakes. Succeeding, part of the formula to succeeding is having failed more times than anybody else, but got back up each time until you finally got it right. You're never a failure when you get knocked down till you quit getting back up. Never fail. I don't care if your business has failed. If that's in your heart, go about it a different way, study, read, and go at it again.
Yes.
But you got to set your goals. You got to, but don't be a wandering generality. Be a meaningful specific. What do you want out of life? Nobody can tell you. Sit down, get quiet. It might take 2 hours of doing nothing for your mind to get quiet, because your mind's going to say, get up and do something. Go do this. Do this. It's going to be thinking about problems, stuff you hadn't let it. Oh, that's going to be therapeutic just to think. But then you get all that out and it'll go totally quiet. And you'll be able to hear the voice of God, and you can talk to God and say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? What really gives me joy? And he'll say some things that'll blow your socks off. Set the goal. Commit to set that time aside about so you can specifically write down what you want to accomplish. List the resulting items on paper from greatest to least priority. Begin with the highest priority item. Read, study, and pray in order to discover how you may accomplish it. Make a written plan to achieve your goal. Then repeat that process for each one on your list. Each one on your list. And you get busy with the first one and start going. Not only must you set goals to unleash success in your life, you must also, point number two to unleashing the five keys to success in your life, unleashing success in your life, is you have to manage your schedule. Forget about the term make time. I learned from John Maxwell, many other people, you can't make time. Everybody gets 168 hours a week, 24 hours a day. That's all you get. So quit saying, I'm going to make time to do it. What pastor am I to make time to do it? You can't make time. You have to take time. Because something else has that time, and you got to take time. If you got your goals set, you're going to have to manage your schedule, or you won't be able to keep your priorities in order to get you to your goal by your deadline. If you go out playing basketball all day long, you're not going to be able to accomplish something else. Now, if you want to be a basketball star, that may be your goal, and that may be how you manage your schedule. But if you want to be a tennis star, you can't keep going to basketball practice. You got to go to tennis practice, and you have to manage your time towards that. You have to focus your time. Remember, we talked about a laser beam. A laser beam is nothing but focused light. The same light that's coming down right now, when they take it and focus it as a laser beam, it is powerful. You know, you got a lot of light, but it's unfocused. It's unfocused. Too many people in church are doing too many things. I'm not talking about in church. I'm talking about in life. They're doing too much. No focus, just energy out there. But it's just a little touch here, a little touch there. Instead of taking that light and focus it so you can cut through some areas to open up what God wants you to have in life.
Today's message has been titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. prayerfully and financially.